Barrel Machinery.
Hey, is Russ there?
Speaking.
Hi, Russ. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're
Basically.
not looking for any capital at all.
Okay, we also do equipment financing. You're approved for up to 250,000, and that's like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. I'm sorry?
Nothing we need right now, but thanks anyway.
Okay, is there a specific time of year you guys reevaluate like your equipment or capital needs?
I don't expect we're going to get in the situation where we need any. We got a sizable bank line we're not even using, so.
Oh, you have a line of credit that you use?
Yeah, but we're not even using that.
Oh, you don't even have to use it? That's awesome. Who do you guys currently bank with?
Chase.
Oh, a Chase? Nice. How long have you been working with them?
Long time since they
Okay.
were Valley National Bank, and then they were Bank One, and now they're Chase. So we've been with them for 30 years, probably.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were Bank One. And what were they before that you said?
In Arizona, it was Valley National Bank. They got bought out by Bank One, who eventually got acquired by Chase.
Oh, okay. Have you been there? I'm from Arizona too,
Oh
but from
yeah,
Prescott,
don't
Prescott,
remember
how we
Valley
say it.
National Bank. That was the biggest bank in the state back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, nice. So, would you say Chase satisfies all your business needs and wants?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with your and you don't you have a line of credit, but you guys don't really ever use it.
Oh, we use it occasionally, but not very often.
Oh, okay. How big is it, if you don't mind me asking?
I'd rather keep that confidential.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just wanted to know if you ever like use like at least like 50% of it, 'cause sometimes it can like flag an alert to the bank, and then they can turn it off, like they can call on it at any time.
Oh, no, that's not the kind of arrangement we have with them. That's at a very low rate, too.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. Are you guys growing over there?
We're not trying to grow, no.
Oh, just kind of staying the same. Are you guys mainly you guys sell like equipment?
Yeah, heavy
And
equipment.
oh, and do you guys offer financing for your customers?
We help them when we get a request, but that hardly ever happens.
Okay, most of them just like have financing set in place. Okay, because we do have programs. I don't know if you're interested or if anyone has ever, not been able to purchase something because they couldn't get the funds. But we do equipment financing, and that's basically like, 2 to 5 year loan, monthly payment, single digit rates. And so if you ever have customers that, need something and just aren't sure how they can get the funds, we could go ahead and help them with funding on that.
Why don't you send me an email and I'll keep your contact information in case they ever think I can use you, okay?
Yeah, that would be great. What is the best email address to send this to you?
Aeromachinery@q.com.
Aeromachinery at Q, like the letter Q
Yeah, letter
dot
Q dot
com.
com.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll send you. Do you go by Russell or Russ?
Either one.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you. I'll go ahead and send you an email here, just outlining what we can do, and just in case your customers ever, ask you like for assistance with financing or don't really know where to go, we could definitely help out with that. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk soon. All right. Bye.